Visiting a nature reserve in winter is a great time to spot some beautiful wildlife. And once it gets dark, if you come to Barnes, it's also a great time to find some enchanting wildlife of another kind. I'm Josette Lesser, and I'm at the London Wetlands Centre, where the most magical illumination trail called Illuminature has just opened to the public. I'm with Lisa Woodward, who is the centre manager. Before we talk about Illuminature, tell me a little bit about the centre itself.
Of course. So the Wetland Centre was opened 22 years ago, and it used to be four Victorian reservoirs that were out of use. And the local community and WWT came together with this amazing idea to convert it into a nature reserve. And that's what you get to experience today. So it has literally gone from concrete to hundreds of trees and wildlife and butterflies, and we even have two otters living on site with us.
So the actual reserve, how far does it stretch? Because when you look out, it goes for miles.
Yes, so we have 100 acres, which is quite amazing to see that it's tucked in this corner of Barnes, right on the River Thames, and it takes people a whole day if they want to see everything here.
Well, we'll have to come back in the summer to see that properly. But at the moment, you have this Illuminature, which is a beautiful, pretty, sweet trail of lights and figurines. Just tell us about that.
Well, first of all, thank you, because we're really proud of it. And as you say, it's really sweet and it's really magical. What we wanted to do was give people an opportunity to see the centre in a whole different light, but also maybe try and attract people that think nature reserves aren't for them, but might be interested in coming to a beautiful light show. And then once they're here and they get glimpses of the ducks swimming around and the geese having a wander and coming up to you, they get really excited about what we do here. So yeah, for me, it's the best of both worlds. It's like a little sneak preview into the world after hours.
Because we have to explain, it isn't just little lights. You can actually have night vision goggles that you can pick up, and you can see the ducks as they're swimming around, and you can even peer into the otter's little home as well.
Exactly that. It's really important for us that it's not just a series of lights that you walk through. We want you to feel really immersed, but also learn about wetlands and all the wildlife that live in them and why wetlands are so important. So as you say, those night vision binoculars are such an amazing way to see wildlife up close in a completely different way. And then the otters, when else would you get a chance to see them curled up together in their little holt under their red lamp? It's just the most adorable thing. But we also have some fun things. You know, we've got lots of interactive quizzes for children to do as they go around, and we've got giant lily pads that people can jump on and they light up. So it's important that we have fun as well as try and learn something useful.
Well, I had fun because I have walked around and it was gorgeous. I mean, any four-year-old and I would have a good time, let's put it that way. How does the actual event and having the lights affect the nature around you though? How do you protect them?
Well, first of all, it's really important to us that it doesn't affect our wildlife, and it's something that we did quite a lot of research. So even before we decided to go ahead with the trail, we talked to other organisations like London Zoo, who have done light trails in the past, and what we could learn from them. We do ecological surveys, which is just a fancy way of saying, what do we know about how this might impact wildlife? And that's thinking about things like bats. It means that we made sure that we changed the trail to move it away from anything that might be more sensitive. We don't have any flashing lights. We don't use loud noise. We have very low level lighting, and we acclimatise our wildlife to it by turning the lights on gradually in the lead up to the event. And then we monitor the wildlife every single night. And we did this last year as well. And we saw absolutely no reaction from our birds at all beyond they thought the visitors were here to feed them in the evening as well as the daytime. And what we also learned was they don't like fireworks. You know, normally our team are not here on fireworks night, but we saw them during fireworks night and they really didn't enjoy that noise. So fireworks, they definitely don't like, but soft lighting, not a problem.
I did notice there was a pink flamingo, and then you had some of the wildlife around that. I could just see them taking cocktails underneath it.
Exactly that. I mean, they've been really curious even during the installation. You know, they follow around the lighting engineers and they want to know what they're up to. You know, they live in Barnes. They're used to the aeroplane noise. They get lights from elsewhere. And they're also used to our visitors and they enjoy that company. So I think for them, they find it just as interesting as we do.
Now, you've got the trail. trail, but then you've got a shop as well, and you can get refreshments. What sort of things do you have on offer?
Well, we know that when you come on a night out, it's not just about the light trail. The food can be as big a part as well. So this year we've got a few street food companies doing pizza and burritos, which of course is going to be delicious. Obviously, we have mulled wine and hot chocolate. And then we have our shop as well. So you can do a little bit of Christmas shopping whilst you come. And that means that you're all set, everything you need in one evening.
So if people would like to come along and experience it themselves, how do they get more information?
So you can search WWT Illuminature and you'll find us on Facebook, Instagram, on Twitter. But you can also go to our website and again, Google WWT Illuminature and you will see our event website where you can find out everything you need.
Well, I'm going to go back outside now because I believe that the person who designed all the lights is here.
That's right. So we work with a company called MK Experience and they are lighting specialists. And Gilbert, who's the managing director, is a creative genius and he has come up with so many of the inspirational touches that you'll see. So you're going to have a really great chat with him.
Well, I've been walking around the trail and it is so cute and so lovely. And I'm just outside by one of the illuminations with Gilbert Menassa. And you actually designed the whole trail, didn't you?
Correct. We've got a full team with us that actually helped design and bespokely make really the trail for the wetlands.
Now, tell me how you came up with the concept to fit in so beautifully.
The idea is a collaboration really with the Wetland Centre and what we really wanted to highlight is what the Wetland Centre is all about. It is not just a regular light trail. People are walking around and we wanted them to leave with additional knowledge of what they didn't know before they visited and some new things that they will explore on the trail. So the idea is really to pass on a message and you would leave the site with this information that probably you didn't know before. I personally lived 15 years in London and never knew anything about the wetlands until I am here, and I am stunned by the fact of what a beautiful site this is and how much we could do to help the wetlands.
It really is incredible. I mean, even as we sit here, and I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but there are owls hooting and there's ducks going past, even at this time of night. And of course, the plane's going over, but we'll ignore those. But it's just beautiful, the way that you've done it. And what I found interesting was that you've also made it very interactive. You're not just walking around staring at light figures.
Correct. We live in an age where people need to interact with what's around them. We could sit on our phones all day and get all the information that we want. The only difference we could create in the light trails is really for people to be embraced and engaged with everything that is happening around them here. And what's nicer than actually interacting with these pieces and being able to, you know, push a button or activate a laser that actually will give you information? This was the whole idea from the beginning, for it not to be just another light trail.
So just how long is the trail?
The trail is just under a kilometer, so it's 800 meters long, and depending on the pace of the walk, it should take between 50 minutes to an hour to do the entire trail.
And what for you is the highlight?
Well, one of the new installations this year is the moon interactivity, which is a very fun installation that gives you sometimes information or sometimes gives you a joke. So every time you cross in front of the moon comes to life and it gives you that fun information, which I think is one of the smartest things that we will find in the Wetland Centre.
Well, if you'd like to come along to the Wetlands Centre, all you need to do is search for WWT Illuminature and you will find all the information. And honestly, I have had such a lovely evening here. It is magical.